Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Tonight kicks off the first Columbus Black International Film Festival. It includes 28 screenings, a filmmaking workshop, and an award ceremony over the course of 3 days. Kristen Stewart is the festival director and founder, and she joins me now. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Part of the aim of this festival is to address this lack of representation of Black independent film in the Columbus scene. Why do you think those holes exist in the first place?
Every city, large and small, they try to have a formula of Hollywood. With that Hollywood model, the idea is that you have to have a certain budget and you have to tell a certain type of story. And I think that the Black experience has kind of been placed in this box. And so people taking that formula believe that Black people's stories are limited and it's only like a monolith. But our experiencers are not monolithic. And so that's why you see this need for wanting to have those Black stories, wanting to have those Black stories that talk about Black experiences.
You watched all, 78 submissions?
I did.
And you chose 28. So acknowledging that they're not a monolith, but were there any recurring themes? Were there things that you saw that kind of connected the films in any way?
Yeah, but those are things that are powerful. America in general. So you talk about culture, right? We all have a certain type of culture. Black people do have their own culture. American Black people do have their own culture. So talking about cultural experiences within families, a lot of stories that were about music and how we relate to music and how sometimes music has to do with has to do with colonization. Then we did have films that were about current issues, like the Trump election, and we had things that centered around Black Lives Matter. And we actually are showing a couple of films that do center around those issues.
But help us understand, why is Central Ohio the right place for this type of festival?
I'm a native of Columbus, so I grew up knowing that Ohio is the heart of America, right? All of the industries, manufacturing, agriculture comes from this state. And literally, the shape of Ohio is a heart. So we're at the center of it all. So where else would you need or want to be than Columbus? There are Black filmmakers that live and work here that we live amongst every day that we probably don't even know.
You, born and raised here, you went to Miami University in Oxford. You mentioned you went out to California for a little bit, came back here. Help us understand some of the unique challenges and some of the opportunities that exist for filmmakers here, and particularly for filmmakers of color.
So one of those things is film in Columbus kind of works like any other art form in Columbus. So Columbus is big on having their silos of artists, right? So there's groups of people on this side or that side, and they participate in things in an exclusive type of way. And that's kind of how Columbus filmmaking scene works. So with everyone, and not just with people of color, filmmaking is kind of difficult because of the silos. And so one of the things was, even with filmmakers who are not Black, is to kind of break down those silos and to open up the larger community for everyone. So there's a lack of resources because people just don't know. It's literally like, so where do I begin? Where do I start? And I feel like by bringing this type of film festival here, that just because it includes Black film, it still is for everyone in the community. So you can still come and network and learn about, you know, what are the resources? How can I start a film? How can I find a DP? Or how can I find a writer for a film? So I think that's one of the main challenges in filmmaking in Columbus.
Kristen Stewart, thank you so much for talking with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.